last few weeks, we've had a few windstorms, so I've been patrolling my little county park lately, picking up fir branches and limbs, looking for downed trees, all that stuff we get in the winter storms. I'd pretty much made the circuit of trails right about dusk. When I rounded the last corner, I stumbled on a guy with a hoodie and bags of what I assume were groceries from Tidy's store, sitting on a wet log, scrolling through his cell phone that cast an electronic light on his nearly hidden face. We're talking here about a spot back in the park where virtually no one goes even in the daytime, much less after dark. Being the vigilant ranger I am, I assumed he was homeless, probably had a makeshift campground nearby. Not certain he had even noticed me, as intent as he was on his phone and possibly drug-addled to boot, I just moved along in the gathering darkness. If he needed a place to sleep, why not leave him alone? If Hooverville starts to form in the coming months, well, I guess I'll have to recalculate my response. I don't really want garbage and human waste building up back there. But what I thought about as I left our mystery man was this. If he's as destitute as I suspect he is, how the hell does he afford a cell phone? I remember my couple of years living in the ghetto of Seattle and Gomorrah with neighbors who could barely afford rent, but managed to own a plasma TV and a barely furnished living room and a Cadillac parked on the lawn. I know, priorities might be different for folks. But if I were nearly destitute, what luxuries would I jettison? My boy tonight obviously had ditched the Cadillac, or any wheeled contraption, and I suspect a TV hookup in those woods was out of the question, even one without cable, just an antenna hanging from a tree. What I wondered is if the last vestige of civilization rests when the dystopic future strikes, or abject poverty in this case, would be a cell phone. Once that was gone, after all, what slim shred of society remains? I picture my park indigent tonight, huddled near a smoldering campfire, the trees wild in the wind and a darkness closing in, scrolling through his text messages. Even if I had a cell phone myself and had his number, what on earth could I possibly say to him? E.T., phone home? Tomorrow, I suppose, after tonight's storm, I'll have to go over there and see if he's okay.